We've all heard that a good man is hard to find, but that certainly doesn't stop a lot of women from trying.
I've been dating since I was 15. I'm exhausted. Where is he?
Who, the White Knight?
That only happens in fairy tales.
My hair hurts.
Well, this morning we have some dating advice from an expert. Janice Spindell is a professional matchmaker who just wrote a new book, How to Date Men, Dating Secrets from America's Top Matchmaker. And Robbie Ludwig is a psychotherapist and host of GSN's Without Prejudice. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Janice, before we get into our discussion this morning, you've successfully matchmade or made more than 760 marriages.
That's correct. In 15 years, 760 couples married, 45 on the way this year, and I hope to get to 50.
Yeah, and they've stayed together?
To my knowledge, I would think that I'd be the first one they called if they got divorced. I think everybody's
still
married.
So you know what you're talking about. All right, so let's get to it. I want to show a graphic because you say something in the very beginning of your book. Ladies, I've got news for you because you say if you're still single and frustrated about it, it means one of two things. One, you're super picky, or two, you're doing something wrong. Explain what you mean by this, Janice. I mean, that's tough. You're putting the blame on the ladies.
Well, I really believe that men are pickier than women. Women are not that picky. They just want a guy who's intelligent, funny, with a great personality, which basically means they're doing something wrong.
And are women, is it just that we are looking for that white knight, you know, the Mr. Prince who's going to come on his
white horse
and save us and take us away?
Doesn't happen that way, unfortunately.
And Robbie, in your experience working with couples as well, do you find that women are basically making the same mistakes over and over again, going for the wrong type of guy?
You know, in some cases it's self-esteem. They don't think enough of themselves, so they can't appreciate somebody who likes them. And I think there is this fantasy that it will happen automatically, and they don't need to do anything in order to work towards having a relationship. And really, that's the most important choice a woman can make. And you do need to put yourself out there and be thoughtful about it in order to make it happen for yourself.
Date different types. So guys, Janice, you also remind women that not every man is going to be interested in you, no matter how beautiful, smart, or successful you are. Rejection is a hard thing for women to take. A lot of women are heartbroken when they see that, you know, Mr. Handsome is not going to be that into them. So how do you get past that?
As Robbie said, you have self-esteem and confidence, and you don't take it personally. You move on to the next one. You have to be proactive.
Proactive in a lot of, like, where you find the right guys
you
today?
You can find a guy anywhere. At a newspaper stand, at a coffee bar, at a library, at a Barnes & Noble cafe, walking down the street, in an elevator.
And you could just tell yourself that some guys have bad taste and are wrong.
And just move
on. Exactly. I agree with you. 100%.
That's right.
Sometimes the guys just don't realize, too. I mean, maybe you have to just get in their face and say, hey, you want to date me.
I think you need to have faith, too, that if somebody just doesn't work out for you, then they're not a right match, and somebody better out there is there for you.
To your point, Janice, about being on the lookout always.
Always.
When you say there are places, I mean, we know weddings are good places to meet women or to meet men, dinner, cocktail parties, college alumni events, homes of mutual friends, standing in line at the DMV, that seems sort of out of the ordinary.
I have met some of the greatest lawyers in the world at small claims, at the DMV.
Take a look at this list that we have running in museums, sporting events, obviously you're going to find a lot of guys there, airplanes, all those
train stations.
Train stations, exactly. So how do you approach them, though?
You smile and say hello. You do what I call the hello challenge. All you have to do is have self-esteem and confidence. You smile.
Yeah. And there's something to be said about flirting as well and making yourself, you know, just giving that impression that you're available and you like being around men.
And interesting, Janice, you also point out to women that on the first date, you say you should wear a skirt. Why?
Femininity.
That seems kind of, I know, but it seems sort of old school, a little passe.
Well, men are used to working all day long with women in business suits, and business suits are usually pantsuits. You want to be feminine. You want to wear heels. You want to dress like a woman.
And you also say, let them pay.
Absolutely.
I say let them pay,
too. I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
But you know what? Men really do expect to pay, and if they're not paying, I think it means something suspicious. Like they're not taking you seriously, and they're not treating you, or they don't like you.
Janice, really quickly, as a matchmaker, I mean, what exactly, when you meet people, do you have sort of an idea of what they're looking for? I mean, how do you make these couples?
I have a sixth sense. I get clairvoyant premonitions when I have lunch with men every day who they're going to marry.
Very interesting.
She's going to heaven.
I know,
right?
She is. Absolutely. All right. The book is How to Date Men. Janice Spindel, thank you, and Robbie Ludwig, as
thank
always,
you.
For great
thank
advice
you.
This morning.